Hey everyone, it's Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com with a quick sales tip. Now this week, I want you to embrace the rule of five. So let me tell you a little story that'll help set this little tip up for you. I'm sure you've heard of the book by now, Chicken Soup for the Soul. Now you probably have also heard that when they had first written the book, they were rejected, I think it was by over 140 publishers or something like that. Now, when they got to about 140 rejection letters or whatever it was, their agent basically said, I can't sell this book. So the two co-authors of the book kind of took it on themselves because they were dedicated to the dream. That's an important thing, right? Being dedicated to the dream. They went to this convention. I think it was like the American Booksellers Convention. And there's over 4,000 booths there. And they literally went from booth to booth until they found a company that later became their publisher. Now, right about now, right, everybody would say, would yell victory and maybe just kind of think, all right, this is as good as it gets. But they were pretty ballsy. They said, okay, well, you know, who gives a damn about getting rejected 140-something times? Let's go for the gold, man. Let's go for a best-selling book, which, again, I think most of us would say, maybe you should have left it alone, dude. But anyway, what they did now is they realized they really had to up their game quite a bit. And they knew someone that imparted this really incredible philosophy onto them. And the philosophy is this. If you have a sharp axe, and every single day, you were to take five swings at a tree. Even the biggest of trees, if you think about it, eventually would have to come down. So they came up with a modification of that, and they called it the rule of fives. And every single day, they took five actions to move them closer to that best-selling book. And, you know, they had all kinds of things that they did every single day. Sometimes they went and they spoke at the local churches. Sometimes they signed copies of books and gave them away and sent them to people who were like influencers, things like that. Other times, maybe they'd go to a university or write an article, whatever. I mean, heck, they even sent copies of the book to the jurors on the O.J. Simpson trial, and several of them were seen holding the book. So you want to talk about incredible free publicity, right? Well, I can go on and on and on, but we all know how this whole thing turned out. I mean, the rest, as they say, is history. In fact, let me just throw some numbers at you. The book has sold over 500 million copies. In fact, I heard Jack Canfield being interviewed not too long ago. And he said, I believe he said, that the franchise, or maybe he said the business itself or whatever, the brand, is now valued at over $1 billion. Billion with a B, by the way. So let me break this down for you, because I believe it really, that whole rule of five thing might need to be modified for busy, aspiring sales rock stars, which is really us in the sales playbook community. To do five a day could be over the top for some of us. And here's what I worry about and what I've seen. When I first came across this rule, I taught it as take five actions a day. And I tested this on, it was probably about 60 or 70 sales reps that I was working with in a leadership development program. And people were all pumped up at first over the story. And I think people were dropping off and getting away from five a day after about 2 weeks. So that's no good, right? I mean, doesn't that happen sometimes around New Year's anyway? We don't want to do that. So what if we modified that rule of five, and every Sunday you came up with five, your own rule of five, for the week at a rate of one a day? And think about that. So it could chip away at maybe a goal or a dream that you've had. Maybe one that you had at the beginning of the year and you abandoned. Maybe one that you abandoned many years ago. We've all had those. I did. I had a business dream that I wanted to do for years and years and years. And next thing you know, I'm like, geez, man, it's like 16 years later. And the rest is kind of history. I started Castain Training Systems. Now, I'm about $1 billion short of that $1 billion that they made with Chicken Soup for the Soul. But man, I'm trying hard. maybe this little tip is going to help someone. They're going to hear this. They're going to say, damn, I want to hang out with Uncle Paul and make him famous. But anyway, what's going to be in your five? I want you to start thinking about it. Could that be a new habit that you can put into place? And it doesn't just have to be for goals and dreams. It could be for actions that you need to take every single day to move you closer to maybe a sales goal, maybe a financial goal, or a spiritual goal, or a physical goal. But I want you to think about it. Anyway, I'm Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com, and we create courses and offer one-on-one coaching to help you sell more. Now, to learn more about how we do that, please visit YourSalesPlaybook.com/hire_Paul. And as a quick reminder, this week we're going to be hosting our 40 Ways to Warm Up Your Cold Call webinar. If you'd like to learn more about that, please do it quickly, because we're actually going to shut down the registration process on Monday, the 22nd, in the evening. But if you'd like to learn more, please stop by YourSalesPlaybook.com/warm calls. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great week, everyone.